And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:07. Beautiful start here in central Wisconsin. Plenty of sunshine. Temperature stands at 49 degrees. Expecting highs into the upper 60s. Very close to 70 before all is said and done today. We will get you more information on the weather as we continue. But we have a big second hour still to come. We will be focusing on the Grand Theater and the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation coming up with our bi-weekly segment coming up at 9:20. We've got a special guest, as Sean, not able to make it in, but we will have Representative Olivia coming in just a few minutes. And then just after the bottom of the hour at 9:34, we'll be talking about the arts in at a different level. The high school arts is coming up this weekend. The Wausau East High School East End Players will be presenting a production of 8 Minutes Left. And again, you have an opportunity to see that coming up this weekend. And we will be joined by cast members Kian Sullivan, Mercedes Diaz, and Will Iriarty to talk about 8 Minutes Left at Wausau East coming up this weekend. So that's all on tap here in hour number two of the program. And don't forget, tomorrow at 8:06, we'll be joined by Pat Kreitlow. Then at 8:34, it will be our North Star Knows segment. North Star Restoration every Thursday comes in to give you some tips and some ideas on how to deal with a different spring activities when it comes to the home. We have questions maybe on insurance, maybe on fire, on flooding. North Star Restoration has seen it all, and we will have North Star Knows coming up tomorrow morning at 8:34. And then at 9:20 tomorrow, Sarah Marie Brock, who was elected to the Wausau School Board in the election last week. She was one of the challengers that was successful in her race for the Wausau School Board. We will have Sarah Marie Brock coming up tomorrow at 9:20 with us here on Bow Falls Radio. Before we go any further, time to say hello again to Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Haven't had much time to talk to you with Bob in the last hour, but I know that...
It's been a busy show.
It has been, and we still have a lot more to come. But I know, again, we like to keep up to speed on your process, your progress when it comes to the latest show that you're involved in. And and again, you are in the midst of rehearsals for what show?
Anything Goes.
Anything Goes?
Last night was a pretty big rehearsal. They started the tap dancing portion of the show. So we're getting into the big tap dancing and some of the group numbers. It's just being a part of it was so cool to see last night. Everybody is like really fast learners. I mean, over the course of 3 hours, and a lot of the sets were coming along very nicely. I mean, everybody was together, and it was filmed also, so they can't forget it as easily.
Though. Oh, wow.
It's always better to film your dance, because then you can watch it and practice it and remember it for next time so you don't forget.
Absolutely.
So a very important tool to have.
So terrific. Good to see that the process is continuing well. And of course, the show has still got a little time. We're at April the 10th, and you don't, until right at the end of May.
First show's not till the end of May.
Yeah, so you still have plenty of time to continue to develop it and hone it and make sure it's a fantastic show coming up. It's hard to believe around Memorial Day. I mean, it's talking about
we'll be here before we know.
I know,
it, right?
Talking about how fast time does fly. Hey, I forgot to mention we had some comments on our stream. Again, you can see our video stream both on our Facebook page and our X page, and forgot to mention Rob over in Tigerton, who has chimed in again this morning, said it was sunny and 48 degrees. And again, congratulations to Rob as he's become a National Weather Service weather spotter for the third straight year. Took the storm spotter training classes to learn about severe weather. And they always stress to get the weather forecast every morning. And we do that with Brittany Merlot every morning at 8:20. Plus, we have at the top and the bottom of the hours a complete weather forecast here on Bow Falls Radio. And Rob says, getting close to mowing season. And that's exactly right. The combination of the warmer temperatures and now getting some rain expected tomorrow, I think that will lead to some of that grass growing and getting closer and closer to mowing season as well.
Absolutely.
Also and want to say hello to Kurt Keene. I mentioned the fact that he is the public address announcer for Wausau West Hockey and Baseball. He's tuned in, and he also the announcer over at State Park Speedway. says Badger Bob Look. So always good to have Bob Look on every other Wednesday as well. Wanted to talk about last night. There was a Wausau City Council meeting, and it was the last council meeting. The mayor, Katie Rosenberg, would be the mayor as next Tuesday. Doug Dinney becomes the new chief executive here in the city of Wausau. But last night there was a significant vote, and there was a debate, there was public comment, and there was discussion with the police chief. But the Wausau City Council did approve the hiring of two additional police officers to allow for the creation of a specialized unit to deal with issues surrounding homelessness, particularly near the downtown area. There's been a little bit of controversy in the way that Chief Matthew Barnes had put it previously. But now he is, what he said last night, he says, we serve the entire community. That includes the homeless population, he said. We also hold the entire community accountable for their behavior. He said, we don't ask people what was on their W-2 before we determine what level enforcement to take. If we have our way, we get everyone we deal with into a better place. Number one, that's a nice idea. I wish I believed it, though, to be honest with you, because one thing that I have spoken about in the past is I think that there is a different level of justice for different people. If you have financial power, if you have political power, you have a different level of you get treated in a different way by law enforcement, whether it's at the police level or whether it's in the court level. And I think there's no better example than one guy named Donald Trump. If Donald Trump was a normal guy, he would be in jail right now, but he's not. And the idea that says, well, we don't ask people what's on their W-2, I wish I believed that that was the case, where everybody did get treated equally under law. And I think as this new policy goes into effect in the city of Wausau, that has to be absolutely the line that cannot be crossed, that everybody has to be treated in the same way. I understand that if people are breaking the law, there should be consequences. But at the same time, to try to say the idea that everybody's treated the same way, I don't think is the case. But that will be the goal, and that will be the expectation. And I think for everybody within the community, that should be the expectation. The chief says that the two-officer unit will likely comprise two current officers, with two recruits hired to backfill those positions. He says he's already had conversations with several officers that are interested in serving on that team, and they also better be the right officers to deal with this kind of issue. And so he said that the command staff will select the two best officers to serve in that role. He said he's had a significant amount of interest from their seasoned officers. And he said as well, what matters to them is working in a field where they can move the needle. Again, yes, move the needle, but at the same time, move it in a positive way. Again, this is a very, I think, delicate situation. And the vote was 9-2 to approve the hiring of the new officers and the new unit. Alders Gary Gisselman and Tom Killian provided the no votes. It also came after on Monday when the Human Resources Committee discussed the matter for nearly 2 hours, including public input, input from the chief, and conversation among the committee members that occasionally turned tense. And that carried over into Tuesday in the public comment and discussion among alders. Many defended the need for the positions, including District 10 Alder Lou Larson, who said it's not about criminalizing homelessness. Larson made, I thought, a kind of a silly little comment.
Oh boy,
he said when two teenagers are drag racing down your street, we don't let them off by saying you can't criminalize being a teen. That's completely different right now. And again, I mean,
saw that happen at my house one time. There were two cars that were like speeding along, and a few seconds later, a police car was following them.
Well, that's good, but don't compare the issues of homelessness with the idea of drag racing down your street. It is not the same thing. Those who spoke in favor of the positions in public comment included the Police and Fire Commissioner Will Harris and the WASA Chamber CEO Dave Ekman. Ekman says that the frustration of the leadership is not meeting expectations of enforcing illegal behavior expected of any person in this community, regardless of their economic status. Again, the words are great words. I want to see where I want to see where the wealthy and the politically powerful are treated the same way as those who do not have money and political power. That's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if that is exactly the way things are done, then fantastic. But again, the idea that somehow that right now in this country that we have equal justice under law, I think is a fallacy and something that we need to work towards to make our community and our country a better place to live. So again, hopefully this will help. Hopefully this will be something that does make things better in our community. But at the same time, it needs to make sure it's just not a case of kicking people out when they have nowhere else to go.
Exactly.
That they need the help as well. And that's something that needs to be worked on at all levels and with all members within our community. So, again, that was last night. Again, city council meeting. And it's going to be interesting to see now as the transition takes place. The new mayor comes into office next week and see what the priorities are within the new administration and within some changes as well. There'll be some new changes on the city council as well as we get into 2024. The time is 9:18. Again, a beautiful start here in central Wisconsin. Fair skies, 49 degrees. And again, sunny skies expected throughout much of the day with highs into the mid to upper 60s. Again, coming up a little bit later on in this hour, we'll be talking about the Owosa East End Players and their production coming up of 8 minutes left this weekend. We'll be talking to three of the East End Player cast members, East High School students. That's coming up at 9:34. And coming up next, we will talk about what's happening at the Grand Theater and what's going on with the Performing Arts Foundation. That's straight ahead. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And every other Tuesday, we get a chance to talk about what's going on at the Grand Theater in Wausau. Normally, Sean Wright joins us, but I saw the other day that Sean was off doing a mini marathon, so he must be tired today or something like that. But very happy to welcome in Olivia Hill, who's the general manager over at the Grand Theater.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming on over. First time to have you on with us. And boy, I mean, when we talk to Sean in the last, you know, since this show has been on the air for the last year and a half, almost 2 years, it's been just so much success. I mean, the support that you're getting in terms of ticket sales and the patrons out there and the shows you're being able to bring in, it must be a really exciting time over at the Grand.
I mean, it really is, to be honest. Just from my, daily work life, I think we probably have maybe the most shows and events that we've ever had. I mean, I say that hesitantly because I've only worked there for about a year now, but I really do think it's probably the busiest year we've ever had, to be honestly.
And I know it was a record last year, and from what we've been talking about in the early part, the first quarter here of 2024, it seems as though things have been just going incredibly well so far this season as well.
Yeah, and you know, gosh, I want to say it was in the month of February, in the 28 days, I think I counted that we had 33 events, and they're not all shows, but right. there's always things happening over there that, that aren't necessarily everybody sees publicly marketing-wise, but, you know, with that track going, I fully expect it to not stop, and honestly, the same is coming up. I have a huge list in front of me of yeah. all the shows that are coming up, and I was printing it out earlier, just reviewing it even myself, and it's always kind of a reality check. When I print it out, I'm like, oh my gosh, all the things coming up.
Well, what is happening? Obviously, you yeah. said it. I mean, there's so much going on. We're now getting into the spring months, and yeah. things never seem to slow down over at the Grand.
No.
what's jumping out on that sheet of some great events that's coming up at the Grand Theater?
You know, well, like I said, there's a lot, but... this Saturday, we have Cher Show, and there's still tickets available for that one. So that one's going to be really good. It is a Broadway show. And so, you know, with our Broadway series, we have a lot of pride in the shows that we yeah. do and the caliber of the shows and our ability to get those, like, very high-end caliber shows for the size theater we have. So that's going to be on Saturday. And then, of course, as I feel like everybody in the area and maybe in the state of Wisconsin knows that Charlie Behrens yeah. is on Sunday, I am the officially going to say it is sold out. So even though I am saying it here today, oh, it's coming, the official, yes, it is sold out.
Oh.
So hopefully if you can get your hands on some ticket, if some poor soul is sick or something, then we'd love to have you. But outside of that.
It felt like, yeah. Charlie, you could have sold out as many shows as he was willing to do.
I have a joke that, like, we should just not do anything else. We're just going to do Charlie Behrens all year, and then we're going to have 3 months off. And, that's my plan.
And we're very happy that we actually have Charlie Behrens and his Cripes cast here on the weekends on Saturday and Sunday at 12 noon. So for folks out there who may not get to see Charlie in the theater, they can actually tune in here on the radio on Civic Media and Bull Falls Radio. But obviously that's going to be awesome. Just a huge Sunday with those two shows.
Yeah.
Again, what else is on the schedule? Because again, real quickly, when yeah. you talk about the Cher Show, boy, the Broadway touring shows that you guys get, I think are just so fantastic. And yeah. the idea that we here in North Central Wisconsin, number one, have the venue that's able to provide yeah. these Broadway shows, and then number two, to have these shows come in, just so very fortunate.
Yeah, I agree. That has a lot to do with, not to give Sean too much of a big head, but it does have a lot to do with his ability to make it happen on the deal side with all the agents, because that is a whole world, you know, to be able to work in that world. And then also on the flip side, because we did the reno a few, in the 90s, we extended the backstage. Yeah. We are physically able to do it. You know, it still has its limitations. I'm not going to lie. Folks love Broadway and they say, hey, what about Wicked coming? And mm-hmm. Wicked has 20. We always say it's like a 20 truck show. We don't have space to pull in 20 mm-hmm. trucks. So, you know, we have our limitations. But the fact that Sean is able to kind of make it work, and maybe there's a show that has a little more trucks and then he's able to wheel mm-hmm. and deal it to pull it down. They don't do that for everybody, let me tell you, but they do it for us.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Again, we're talking to Olivia Hill, General Manager of the Grand Theater here on Bull Falls Radio. What else are people, especially the shows that maybe the tickets are getting a little bit lower that they sure. should be thinking about, if they're thinking about going, that maybe they should get on top of it and buy those tickets?
Yeah, gosh, we have a bunch. I will say, I'm going to jump ahead because we have, as you may have seen, 38 special
yeah.
did reschedule. Now they're now on May 19th, but we still have some tickets available because some folks weren't able to make the new date. We were offering an exchange, things of that nature. So that one really is a good one to pick up because there's a handful of tickets left. Talking about the reschedule, we put it on Facebook. There was transportation issues. I am going to say there absolutely was transportation issues, and it's kind of a funny story because we definitely got the phone call at 5 a.m. The morning of the show that they were stuck in North Dakota. So we're very lucky that they got a new date, but like I said, it's a high demand show. We got yeah. the reschedule, but because of that, there's a couple tickets left that I would jump on it if you have interest in it.
How much headaches is something like that. I mean, that must have been a hard day.
Yeah, well, when you get a call at 5 in the morning and then, internally, I think we were on the phone with my staff for a few hours at least, trying mm-hmm. to figure out what the backup plans were. And you can imagine Sean's calling agents in New York City as well. And we're canceling we're canceling, I don't know, you know, tons of load and crew people. We're canceling rental equipment. We're canceling catering. There's so many. It's not just us, even internally. Mm-hmm. We rely on the support and help of so many other businesses locally to make these shows happen, especially the big ones like 38 Special. Mm-hmm. So really, everyone did a huge solid for us in being able to reschedule it, because it's, like I said, it's not just even us
right.
trying to spin our wheels to make it work.
We got a little under 2 minutes to go. What are other shows or other information that people should be thinking about at the Grand?
Yeah, well, absolutely. Well, we do have a ton of shows coming up. So I would recommend, you know, there's a lot of shows, from family shows to some of our favorite tribute shows like Project Pink, Guess Who coming up. So I would recommend everybody go online and take a look and see what's there, especially if you're looking for some events for your kiddos. we just announced that Justin Willem is coming, which everybody knows at the Grand that I am his number one fangirl. So I highly recommend getting on that. He's doing a very large U.S. tour, and we're lucky to be on the calendar for that. Tickets go on sale for that, I think, in about 2 days publicly to the general public. So go online. We've got, like I said, so many great shows, especially for the family, and that's what my favorite thing is moving forward as we kind of finish out our season.
Fantastic. And again, you can get a listing of the shows. You can get ticket information going to your website, grandtheater.org.
You got it.
We always remind them it's not R-E, it's E-R.
Correct. Grand,
make sure you go to the right one. And also, I know that Sean always says people can stop by the box office.
Stop by anytime. We're always there 9 to 5:30 Monday through Friday. So give us a call. We love talking to you about it, and we love answering the questions. Any questions you have about the show?
Fantastic. Olivia Hill, General Manager, Grand Theater. Thank you for coming
in. Thanks for having me.
Hopefully come back in again sometime.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to have an information update coming up, and then we are going to talk about a show coming to Wausau East High School coming up this weekend, the East End Players and their show, 8 Minutes Left. We'll talk about that coming up after our information update. The time is 9:29 here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. The whole world's coming together now,
babe. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Can you feel it? It's Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show. If you missed us last week, Grace Stakey was great, Miss America, and she broke some news, so feel free to go to BullFallsRadio.com and catch up this Saturday, 8 to 9 a.m. Who we got, Paul?
Sean Wright from the Grand Theater. We're going to go on stage and interview him.
So please tune in, or on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play WXCO.
Don't forget, we have more Red Lobster news along with the Wausau Business Rumors segment.
We'll see you Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls Radio.
And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. And also, if you go to our Facebook page or our X page, we do have a video stream as well where you can comment, and we'll try to respond to the comments as well. Well, coming up this weekend over at Wausau East High School, the East End Players presenting their latest show titled 8 Minutes Left. And we are very happy to welcome three of the cast members from Wausau East joining us in studio. We have Kian Sullivan, Mercedes Diaz, and Will Iriarty. Will Iriarty, Mercedes, Will, and also Kian, all thank you for joining us. And first of all, I'm going to ask each of you to tell us what role you play in the production. And we'll start right here, and then just let us know what role you're playing in the show.
Oh, yeah. I play Carrie, Carrie with a Y. I basically...
And you're Kian, correct?
Yeah, I'm Kian. Sorry. And I'm basically like in love with Mercedes here. Like, that's basically my entire thing.
And Will, what role are you playing?
I am Bernard. I am Carrie's coworker, and I'm also Sandra's brother.
And Mercedes, I guess you're playing Sandra.
Yeah, she's basically a waitress.
Can you turn the microphone time. When you talk? Yeah. unfortunately, we have three microphones in our studio, and so we have to have sharing a little bit of the microphone. But Mercedes, again?
She's basically a waitress that works nonstop.
And talking about the show itself, 8 minutes left. What does the title mean? What is the show about?
Well, the main plot is basically, what would you do if sirens started like appearing and you only had 8 minutes left? Mm-hmm. And basically, it shows different people's experiences and like different groups of people and how they would and what they would do in their last minutes.
Would it be fair to call this a drama? Is it how would you characterize the show?
I would say it's somewhat drama. Some of it's comedy. There's a lot of just like everything. It's just like how different people would react to the end of the world. So there's just a bit of everything in it, I would say.
What would be the biggest challenge, maybe, of each of your roles, starting with Mercedes? What as you've been working on this in the rehearsal process, maybe, what is the biggest challenge for your part?
Definitely timing, because there's a lot of times where we have to speak at the same time.
Mm.
And also trying to act it, because I feel like Sandra is me, so I have to remember to act.
I got to ask you that then. Why do you feel like this character is like you?
She's kind of sarcastic and she overworks herself, so it's like basically me.
And gentlemen, do you feel the same way, or are these characters different than maybe? Are you asked to maybe go out of your comfort zone a little bit more?
I mean, I would say Bernard's a very expressive person. He's not afraid to say what he thinks, and I would say that me and him share some similarities.
And Kian, what about you?
Well, Carrie's a very, how do I put this? Like, very straight to the point, but like, not really. Okay, he like rushes and he overthinks things a lot. And I feel like I overthink things a lot. So I feel like in that sense, we're like the same. Yeah.
Again, we're talking to three members of the East End Players at Wausau East High School, Mercedes Diaz, Will Iriarty, and Kian Sullivan, who are members of the production of 8 Minutes Left. What are the days for the shows here this weekend? When do you open?
Well, Friday is our opening night at 7 o'clock. Then Saturday we have one at 2 and 7, and then Sunday is only 2.
Okay, so matinees both on Saturday and Sunday, and then evening performances on Friday and Saturday. Stepping away from the show, I was asking you before you went on the air about your experiences. Roughly how many productions have each of you been involved in, and how old were you the first time that you got involved in a theatrical production? Well, how about Mercedes? We'll start with you.
I think I've been in 8 or 10 shows, and I probably started when I was 13.
And real quickly before you move the microphone, what has been the draw that's kept you coming back and being involved in theater?
I love the final product. Like, a lot of times I will complain nonstop throughout rehearsals, and then once it comes to the show, I'm just all in, and it's so much fun being on stage performing.
I see you're wearing a UW lacrosse t-shirt. When you go to lacrosse, are you planning to, I'm assuming you're going to lacrosse.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you planning to continue and be involved in some way in theater?
100%.
And Will, how old were you the first time that you got involved in a theatrical production? How many have you been roughly in?
Seventh grade, I would say. Well, sixth grade was when I first auditioned for something, but I didn't get in. So I was like, oh, I guess theater's not for me. But seventh grade, I was part of the East High School production, Les Mis, but I was only a tech kid, so I wasn't really a part of that. It was only till eighth grade that I actually got to play a role, and I would say I've done 15-plus shows by now.
What was it that has kept you coming back?
I tend to go for, and I tend to get comedic roles, and I like making people laugh because it makes me happy to see other people happy.
Terrific. And Kian, how old were you the first time that you were involved in theater, and how many shows you've been involved in?
Well, I didn't really start thinking about theater until eighth grade. Mm-hmm. I auditioned for the play, but I didn't really think I was going to get in. And then I got in and I started thinking like, oh, I should really start doing more of this. I really enjoy this. And so I didn't audition for the freshman play, but after that I auditioned for everything else. And I think so far I've done 9 or 10 shows.
Mm-hmm. How many students are involved in this, whether on stage or as part of the tech crews or anything? How many people are involved in this show at East?
Like 40? I was gonna say 20 plus, but I guess 40 people.
Yeah.
I imagine that there's a real team aspect to it that maybe people don't realize, that everybody, whether you're on the stage, whether you're a main role, whether you're a supporting role, whether you're somebody that's part of the prop crew or the lighting crew, I imagine that you meet a lot of different kids, maybe develop a lot of new friendships and a real team aspect to the production. Could you maybe talk about that?
So we have a lot of set pieces. So I've noticed with this show especially, like, there's so much teamwork involved with just switching scenes, because every scene takes place in a new, like, new setup. So it's like massive prop movement.
And when you look at the process, how many weeks has rehearsal been? How many weeks of rehearsal before opening night?
Like a month and a half, I would say.
And when you talk about, you start off where you have a table read, and then you have the book in your hand, and then you finally get off book. The process, in order to, I was talking to you as well beforehand about having it come together. Do you find that you've all been experienced now with theater, that sometimes it does take longer to come together? Is there ever worry when things may be not coming together? And I guess beyond that, and I'm throwing a lot on there, but is there a point that where you as a performer feel comfortable? Is it when you get off a book, when you get into the costume, when you get into the main hall? Have you found that there's a point that you feel more comfortable with as a performer?
Well, I kind of feel more comfortable once I have the lines down and after I do a couple of like run-throughs of the scenes, because even if I get it down one time, I'm still going to go over my script and like make sure I don't get anything wrong, because if I do, it's going to be really awkward. And I just feel like coming together, like you said before, I feel like this show really does that, because after a while of practicing just in our little groups of, and like we all came together after that, it's just, you can just see everything like puzzle pieces like connecting, because it's like just different scenes with different people, and yeah, and they're just connecting.
What about you, Will? When does it feel right to you, or is it different every show?
Well, I mean, I would say that these two have a lot more lines than me, but no matter how many lines I have, there's a certain date where we have to all have our lines memorized, and everyone has to be off book. Mm-hmm. So I kind of get like scared into memorizing lines. So I sort of just, I always memorize them by that date, because like I'm afraid of making a mistake. But obviously, like, I know it sounds cliche, but it's good to make mistakes, because then you know not to do it next time, and it just betters the show.
Along that route, Mercedes, and again, you've had experience and looking to continue to be part of theater, in terms of maybe even beyond making mistakes, but not being afraid to change it up. How much do you do within your role or roles in the past of maybe experimenting during the process to try to get that right moment or that right feel for a part? I imagine that as an actress, that's something that is part of the process as well.
I would say, honestly, the opening night of the show is when it finally all comes together with me, because I play off the audience so well. So then, like, I definitely get more and less afraid of going all into my role when I hear like the audience laughing or the audience interacting or clapping. It definitely adds to that.
That is one of the aspects I think people don't realize. And I remember, again, the first time that I was involved in a show where you're doing the rehearsals, but you have nobody in the house. You have nobody in the crowd, so you don't have the laughter. You don't have the response. And then all of a sudden, it changes significantly when you have people in the audience, doesn't it? Where the timing of the show really does get altered in a significant way. And how do you handle that? Maybe the first time that you dealt with it, is it something that comes naturally, or do you have to kind of recombobulate in terms of what you had been doing maybe for your final dress rehearsals where there was not an audience?
I definitely, like, I like when I feel like when I practice and like rehearsals and everything, there's always like this wall of like, oh, I don't want to do too much, or I don't want, but then the moment like the audience is like, that fear just entirely goes away. Like, I have like the opposite of stage fright.
What is the most exciting aspect of this week? Because it's a very exciting week generally, because you have the tech rehearsals, you have the dress rehearsals, then you have the opening night, and then the run of the show. This whole week, it must feel like a little bit of a whirlwind, doesn't it?
Yeah, I feel like it's just the anticipation of waiting for opening night, because it's like I feel that everybody's ready. We could improve more, and we are. We are improving really fast. Like, everybody's working really hard, and it's just that waiting for performing in front of everybody. It's just, it's fun.
And I imagine just feeling that audience having, that's one of the really great things about live theater, is that as opposed to a movie, every night's going to be different. I mean, it's never the same show. You'll be doing it about four times this weekend, and it's not going to be the same. And having that energy of an audience, and having where it is one take, as opposed to a movie where if you film something, you could take, you know, over and over again. Having that audience and having your family and your friends, I imagine that is also something that is very exciting coming up on Friday night. It's not a really a great question, but how important is it to have that audience out there in terms of how it changes what maybe you're doing this week beforehand and what you're going to do on Friday night? Do you feel like that you said, boy, it felt different, my performance, when I have the audience out there?
I mean, I would say that half of the show is the audience. Like, a lot of actors agree that once we run a show, we only agree that it's only good if the audience found it good. So, right. Like, if there's one day where it's, like, not, a, like, it's either not a good audience or it's, like, not as energetic, we might think, oh, we might have done worse. So, I would say the audience also plays a big role in the show.
Fantastic. Again, the show is coming up Friday at 7 o'clock, Saturday at 2 and 7, and Sunday at 2 o'clock at Wausau East High School, correct? Mm-hmm. Well, gentlemen and lady, thank you both, all of you, for coming. Again, we have Kian Sullivan, Mercedes Diaz, and Will Iriarty, part of 8 Minutes Left, which stages this weekend at Wausau East High School. So break a leg, all of you. Thank you again for coming in.
Thank you.
We're going to come right back. One more segment to go. Our daily history lesson is coming up next. I'm Chad Holmes here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, thanks to all of our guests here this morning. Been a busy one. We've had five different guests coming on in. Bob Look in the first hour. Then we had Olivia Hill from the Grand Theater joining us earlier this hour, and then our three students from Wausau East High School, members of the East End Players cast, Kian Sullivan, Mercedes Diaz, and Will Iriarty, as they are all members of the cast of 8 Minutes Left. And again, a chance to see that show four different times, Friday night at 7 o'clock, Saturday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and Sunday matinee at 2 p.m. as well. So again, it's been great to be able to talk to students from D.C. Everest and Wausau East this week. Next week, we're going to get an opportunity to talk to some students from Wausau West, as they have a production coming up of our town, coming up next weekend, not this coming weekend, but next weekend. So we'll find out more about that coming up next week. And of course, again, the River and Woods Theater also has their production of Noses Off coming up this weekend. So
that's right.
Folks are going to have to kind of schedule their time to see some of these outstanding productions this weekend.
Exactly.
Today is April the 10th of 2024. It is day number 101 of 2024. That means there are 265 days left this year. Doing some adding in my head. Should not be that difficult. Day number 101 of the year, 265 days remaining in 2024. And some famous events have occurred on this date in history. In 1790, the United States patent system was established. The first U.S. patent was granted in 1790 to Samuel Hopkins of Philadelphia for making pot and pearl ashes, a cleaning formula used in soap making. On this date, in 1912, the RMS Titanic set sail from Southampton, England, on its ill-fated maiden voyage, stopping first in Cherbourg, France, and then Queenstown, Ireland, the next day to pick up additional passengers before heading out into the open sea. On this date, in 1916, the Professional Golfers Association of America, the PGA, was created in New York City. On this date, in 1962, one of the original Beatles, Stu Sutcliffe, tragically died of a brain tumor at the age of just 22. He played bass, but left the group to study art. He created the group's shaggy, brushed-forward hairstyles. On this date in 1978, Volkswagen became the first non-American automobile manufacturer to build cars in the United States, opening a plant in Westmoreland County, Pennsylvania. On this date in 1992, comedian Sam Kinison was killed in a car crash outside of Needles, California, at the age of 38. On this date in 2019, four tiny sweat beads were removed alive from a woman's eye in the world's first operation of its kind at a hospital in Taiwan. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today on April the 10th. Steven Seagal is 72 years old today. Comedian Orlando Jones turning 56. Actor David Harbour of Stranger Things and Black Widow is 49. Mandy Moore started off as a singer, then became an actor, one of the stars of This Is Us. Mandy Moore is 40 years old today. Shay Mitchell of Pretty Little Liars and Dollface is 37. Haley Joel Osment, best known from his role in The Sixth Sense, is 36 years old today. And Sophia Carson of Disney's Descendants is 31. You're a Disney guy. Are you familiar with Descendants?
Yes, I am.
So Sophia Carson, 31
Great,
years old.
A trilogy of movies.
If you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals Day. Global Work from Home Day. It is Golfers Day, boy. Day like
I should
today.
I tell my dad about that. He'll be happy about that.
Yeah, and if you're a golfer, today would be a great day to get out as well.
Oh, definitely.
It is Farm Animals Day. It is Salvation Army Day. It is Cinnamon Crescent Day. Mm. It is Hug Your Dog Day.
Aww.
It is Safety Pin Day. It is Siblings Day. So for your siblings, it's a special day. All right. This is a weird one, too.
Oh, boy.
It's our daily number.
Oh, boy.
And our trivia question for Ian Welsh. And Ian is 0 for 2 this week.
Yes, I am.
0 for 2.
I have to get this. All right. I need to focus.
You got to get 2 out of the next 3. Because if you get 2 out of 5 in a week, you're above what you should be. Because, again, you get 3 choices. So that means 1 out of 3.
Yes.
You should be just based on the numbers. 33%. If you get 2 out of 5, you're ahead of the curve.
Okay.
If you're 1 out of 5, you're below the curve.
All right.
So you got to get 2 out of 5 for the week. You're 0 for 2 to start.
Okay.
All right. This is weird. The number of body piercings the world's most pierced woman has. The world's most pierced woman
goes
has.
There's one person who has all these piercings.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Is the number 6,005. That's A. Is the number 9,005, which is B.
Oh, my gosh.
And is the number 12,005, which is C. So, again, is it 6,005, 9,005, or 12,005? How many piercings can a woman get? The world's most pierced women. How many has she received? A, 6,005. B, 9,005. C, 12,005.
I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'm going to go for the most outrageous number. I'm going to go with C. I'm going to go with 12,000.
Oh, Ian. You should have gone for the least outrageous number. It was 6,005. So was the correct number. Answer. And that one was one where you're just guessing. I mean, obviously, that was one that would be very hard to figure out on your own.
Still a lot, though.
Yes, it is.
My God.
All right, now the pressure is on.
I got to get the next two. You got to get the curve.
But it's possible. It is possible.
It is.
Never say die.
Never say never. Absolutely.
Well, Ian, have a great rest of your Wednesday.
You too, Chad. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Enjoy the beautiful day.
And everybody, stay with us. Matinee on Air coming up tomorrow, 8:05. We will be joined by Pat Kreitlow. North Star Knows coming up at 8:34. And then at 9:20, Sarah Marie Brock, newest member of the Wausau School Board. Have a great day. Join us tomorrow, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.